time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. asserted that North Korea's latest missile launch was indeed an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un said it was a 4th of July gift to the Trump administration, while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called it a, quote, new escalation of the threat to the United States. The president responded, as he tends to do, on Twitter, tweeting, quote, North Korea has just launched another missile. Does this guy have anything better to do with his life? Hard to believe that South Korea and Japan will put up with this much longer. Perhaps China will put a heavy move on North Korea and end this nonsense once and for all. Trump departs from the U.S. to Europe on Wednesday morning, first stopping in Poland before heading on to Germany for the G20 Summit of Industrial and Emerging Market Nations. In Poland, leaders are looking for reassurance that the presence of U.S. and NATO troops will continue as long as the region's security is threatened by Russia. In Germany, Trump will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, in which there is allegedly no set specific agenda, though saner minds are hoping he'll address allegations of interference in U.S. elections. Newspapers around the nation used the 4th of July to editorialize against the president's new voter fraud commission, accusing the White House of fostering voter suppression under the guise of cracking down on a virtually non-existent problem. The commission was created by executive order in May, but in a letter last week sent by Vice Chair Kris Kobach, requested that states provide troves of personal voter data to the panel. NBC's Hallie Jackson explains.
It's the Election Integrity Commission. This was created after President Trump claimed, you remember several months ago, that millions of people had voted illegally. He said this without providing any evidence, without providing any backup documentation to that. It is a claim that virtually all voting experts say is simply not true, but the president created this commission to look into what he described as voter fraud. What's happening now is you're seeing a growing number of states, by our count, nearly half of states so far, many with Democratic voting officials installed, eight with Republican ones, saying they're not going to give some of this data because the commission, in a letter that we obtained last week, says it wants not just voter roll data, but also last four digits of the Social Security number, information about past convictions, dates of birth, etc. And some states are now saying, listen, we're not going to give you all of that. You can take the public stuff, but we're not going to be helping you out by providing you some of this sensitive data from people who live in our state. The pushback from the White House is that the backlash is kind of a political stunt. I talked with one White House official who said, hey, some of these states, like Indiana, for example, home of Mike Pence, who leads this Election Integrity Commission, are still going to provide, they believe, publicly available data, just not all of the data that has been requested. And one person said to me, we're still in the beginning of this process.
Alison Lundergan Grimes is Kentucky Secretary of State, and she explains why she won't be turning over her state's data.
If Donald Trump asked for not only your address, but your date of birth, your political affiliation, and your entire voting history, along with the last four digits of your Social Security number, would you give it to him? The answer from Kentucky and from states around the United States is resounding no. Indeed, there is no state that is fully complying with what has been a request from a sham commission that the president set up to try to create and find evidence to back up a lie that has simply been disputed bipartisan around the board that 3 to 5 million people voted in the last election. And Kentucky is not going to participate in what is at best a waste of taxpayer dollars, and at worst, one of the largest voter suppression efforts that we've seen nationwide.
The New York Times wrote, quote, as the nation marks 241 years of independence, the most pressing voting issue should be getting those tens of millions of non-participating Americans registered and to the polls so that their voices can be heard. If the paranoid voter fraud crusaders devoted a fraction of their inquisitorial energy to solving that vexing problem, now that would be something to celebrate. The Chicago Sun-Times opined that the commission is a political tool, quote, looking for any scrap of information that might support Trump's unfounded claim that millions of people illegally cast ballots in 2016, adding that in doing so, Trump's commission, quote, would further efforts to suppress the vote in future elections. More fallout from Chris Christie's day at the beach as NewJersey.com reports that the five other residents of Island Beach were ordered out of their homes Friday night under threat of arrest, while the Christie clan stayed put and frolicked in the surf while the state beach was officially closed.
No, it didn't, Claude, but go ahead. I didn't get any sun today. No. No, there's no one at Island Beach State Park. There are no lifeguards. There's no one to pick up the garbage. There's no one providing any services at Island Beach State Park.
So my question is,
next. Next. Excuse me. Next. Next. I'm done. We're talking about the closure of government, and you're talking about your TMZ stuff.
With a 15% approval rating, Governor Christie has the distinction of being the lowest rated governor in New Jersey's history. Speaking of polls, according to a new SurveyMonkey poll published by Axios, 50% of Americans trust CNN more than they trust President Donald Trump. Gallup's tracking poll has Trump's approval rating at 37% to start off July, with his disapproval rating standing at 57%. And things have gotten so bad for Trump that more people support impeaching him than support the job he's doing. PPP found that 47% of voters supported impeaching the president, with 49% believing the president obstructed justice in the investigation into his ties with Russia. And that's a bit of what's news for today. If you appreciate what we're doing, I hope you'll check out the Nicole Sandler Show Tuesdays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and right here on the Progressive Voices Network.